I'm Senior Editor Ron Lee, back in the studio to present Karin Rivadeneira's new book, Mama's Got a Fake ID. Karin Rivadeneira is a writer and speaker who has had the ear of Christian moms for more than a decade. She joins us now by landline from Chicago. Welcome, Karin. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ron. It's good to be here.
Karin, I'm going to assume the role of a buyer for a CBA bookstore, and you will play the part of a Waterbrook sales rep. I'll raise objections, and you sell me your book.
Okay.
Karin, most moms I know are content. Who are these moms who are packing a fake ID?
Well, it's kind of funny. I think the whole thing is that moms do play that content thing very well. So I think that that is a legitimate concern that you'd say, hey, most of the moms I see seem pretty happy and things are going well. But I would actually argue that most moms are packing a fake ID at some stage in their motherhood. There's just too many expectations and assumptions and stereotypes about the roles of motherhood for it to be otherwise. So if you're any kind of, if you're a mom with any kind of gifts that you feel like don't quite fit those stereotypes of motherhood, there's going to be a time in your life when you're going to bump up against this and feel like you've got that fake ID.
I'm guessing this is an issue for younger women who have been led to believe that being a mom somehow isn't enough. Is that pretty much who you're writing to?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I think about the younger women. I think it depends. I would say that the primary audience for my book is going to be women who have kids at home with them, you know, whether, I guess, how young or old they are depends on when they had kids. So I don't know if it's necessarily, younger or older matters in that sense. But I think what the deeper question is, aside from mom being, whether mom is enough or not, is the realization that mom isn't all we are. So to say, and I understand people look at it that way and go, well, mom isn't enough for you. It's not a good enough role or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's not that it isn't enough or not good enough. It's just it isn't all there is. God didn't just create any of us just to be moms. I mean, we were young girls, we were babies. You know, motherhood, you know, once we have children, of course, we'll be mothers for the rest of our life. But the act of mothering hands-on is a finite period of time. We'll love our kids for, eternally and all those sorts of things. But it's not that it isn't enough. It's just that it is aimed toward women who realize it's not all there is and that God indeed gave us gifts beyond mothering and intends for us to use those gifts beyond mothering as well.
Your editor swears that your book is crammed full of practical solutions. Tell me one of the best ways for a mom to either reclaim or discover her true identity.
Yeah, this is one of the more fun parts, I think, of the book. There are kind of two different things, so I'll tell you quickly one about each of them, because to reclaim it and discover them are actually two different things. If a woman truly is struggling so much with her identity that she feels like she really just needs to discover who she is, that she feels like she's lost herself completely and wouldn't even know how to come up with words to address that. In the book, I go through, exercises such as just asking yourself some kind of questions, almost like that you get on a job interview or something like that. You know, the questions like, what did you want to be when you were 7? What did you love to do at age 10 that you'd love to do today still? That's hard to say. Completing the sentence, I'm the kind of person who, blank. Asking yourself, what are the things that really fire me up? What are the moments in my life when I feel most alive? And just things like that, kind of going through in the book, I list many, many more of them, but kind of that just start you thinking about who you are individually as a person. You know, the passions that God gave you, the gifts that he gave you. What are the things when you are, as a friend of mine says, firing on all cylinders? You know, when is it that you are really you? And just kind of look at yourself and ask those questions. Of course, I'd also say if you're really struggling, you should pray about this. You know, ask God to reveal to you kind of how he sees you, how he made you, and what your gifts are.
Somehow the whole idea seems self-centered. How does a mom sorting out her identity help her family and those she ministers to?
Well, it does seem self-centered, and that's where I kind of started this whole thing out with. It is almost an objection to have to get over, but it isn't self-centered again because, if we look at it, that God created us specifically with unique gifts and talents and passions to do His work here. If we deny those and we ignore those, we're not doing what we are put on earth to do. If we only look at our lives once we have children in terms of being a mom, we miss out on a lot. I mean, it would be very easy then always to say, even, oh, my next-door neighbor, you know, has a need. She's sick and needs someone to bring her a meal, but I can't do that because I'm too busy with my kids. You know, even on that level, that would just be ridiculous to ignore the ways that we could help because we just become so, you know, absorbed with being a mom. And so I think that it does help in the greater sense, obviously, so that you can minister to people properly when you know your gifts and you know the way that you're made. And I think it helps your family because, frankly, I believe, at least for me, one of my biggest jobs as a mom is to help my kids recognize their gifts and help them grow in them and learn, you know, navigate kind of how God will want them to be used and all that sort of stuff. And so I think modeling that for them is key so that they can see that that is part of what life is and that it's okay, that God makes us all different with unique, you know, abilities and personalities and all that. And, you know, they're each reflections of God, too, all the good stuff at least. And and so I think when we moms have that, when we're settled on that and we're modeling that, I think it helps our kids ultimately live that, too.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Very good. Have a great day.